1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Thunderbirds are go.
Yeah.
They like them explosions, man.
Yeah, man.
I've just been watching it again. I got the Thunderbirds box set for my birthday.
Sweet.
Good old nostalgic shit. All like polished up on DVD.
The original show with the puppets and shit.
Yeah. All 26 hours of it.
Awesome. Sweet.
So good. I missed it.
You see it yet?
Yeah, I watched the first two episodes. Pretty good.
I like the aesthetic values of this show. It really takes the stuff of society and places it in a view where of which you think from, oh my god, I never realized.
Yeah, and there's also lots of explosions.
That too.
That's cool too. But yeah, no, it still holds up pretty well. It's just funny that they didn't predict things like digital clocks and shit. There's like these big ass round kitchen clocks everywhere and all these switches and dials.
Awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
You know, that's the future, because now we're all like digital clocks and stuff, and then eventually we'll realize when the post-apocalypse comes that we have to go back.
Yeah. It's going to be retro, man.
Yeah, man.
It's awesome. Because it's supposed to take place in... Hang on, let me get the box set. In 2065. So we got a couple of years. Maybe it's all...
We still got back. A couple of years to destroy humanity.
Yeah. If we just try our best, we could be living like the Thunderbirds in a couple of years.
Yeah, man. Flying planes and shit. Saving the day.
It's awesome. All right, man. So let's get started.
I guess so.
Getting back into the swing of things.
I was thinking we could just do the exact same intro we did last time. Because basically it still is the same.
Yeah,
like we both got new laptops. Yay!
Woohoo!
Except awesome. That's not entirely true, but probably in a couple of weeks it will be, because you got a new one and I'll get a new one.
Nice. So did you put in the order for the Dell yet?
Not yet, but I'm thinking of doing it within 2 days, I think, because they got these offers on Dell.
Right, these discounts.
Yeah, you get $220 off if you buy it online, and you get 4 gigabytes of memory instead of 3 for the same price. But the last one expires on the 3rd. So
all right. How long does it take before the next one starts then?
The next discount shit?
Yeah.
No idea.
Somewhere in the future. Right.
Yeah, but I'm thinking of getting it before then, because it's a pretty sweet deal. It's like $800, and I get a laptop which is way faster than the old one. Well, the graphics card is better, and the CPU is better at some tasks.
Right.
So that's like $300 cheaper.
Yeah, man, you totally should. That's an awesome discount.
Exactly. Plus, 3 years of warranty instead of one.
Oh, that is the best.
Exactly.
Because it always breaks 1 year and 1 month in.
Exactly, just like mine.
Yeah, and mine. Well, I guess. I don't know, I think mine broke like year and a half in or something. So it's pretty sweet. I got 2 extra years of warranty with the new one.
Oh, sweet.
Because I'm pretty sure it'll break before then. No one Zepto.
Probably. But before we go more about laptops and all that mess.
Yeah.
Let's properly start this one off.
Yes, let's kick it off. I don't really have a fancy intro prepared like we did for the previous show, because, you know, what are we going to call it and shit? I guess it's might be creative now?
I guess.
All right, well, welcome to Might Be Creative, a podcast where two dudes just shoot the breeze about game design. That's the plan, at least.
That's the plan.
We'll see where it ends up. This first episode is just a little short episode. Try to get back into the swing of things. Because, man, how long has it been since we last podcasted?
I think November, it will be 2 years ago since
Holy
we last. Since
That's
our last episode.
Time. Yeah, we've been busy, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty busy. Both going to college. I'm doing game design. You're, I guess, sort of media design. A little broader than that.
Yeah, a bit of everything, I guess.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've been pretty busy with projects and shit like that.
Yeah, it's all been pretty hectic.
Still is, actually. It's final week of getting shit done, really. We got a presentation for the project on Thursday. Still got to edit together a trailer and all that kind of shit.
That's the same as I got the audio trailer from.
Yeah, that's still the same game. The
Will of the Wisp.
Yep, collecting lights in the forest and shit.
Yeah.
I'll send you some footage and a couple things after the show.
Sweet.
I've been working on
awesome.
That Secret Heat.
Just a sip of my coffee there.
Classic. No.
But we got about, I don't know, I guess 2 weeks or 3 weeks until we air our last episode, because the last 6 months I've been busy with Myux, as it's called.
Is that how you pronounce it? Myux?
Yeah, Myux.
I always call it Mjux for some reason.
Mjux. It sounds a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Actually, it just means Myx or Myx in Frisian.
Okay, I thought it was some cool kind of acronym, but probably not.
I thought the same until I...
You learned the truth.
I learned the truth, man, and that my heart was broken.
Oh. So what is this Mjux?
Mjux is basically, it's like a television show we do. It's like 15 minutes long, consisting of... you know, this kind of sucks. I don't know the real word for items in English, and no one seems to be able to tell me.
Isn't it just items?
No, apparently not, because our good buddy Sony CEO didn't understand exactly what I meant by it.
Oh, but he's just dumb.
Yeah, that's true. But he has an excellent voice, though.
So if you know the answer, email to, what's our email again? TimandRalph@gmail.com.
Possible, but it's also possible to send an email to TimandRalph@mightbecreative.com.
Oh, sweet.
So I made that one.
Cool. Or follow us on the Twitter @mightbecreative.
Yeah. Twitter/mightbecreative, whatever, you know the deal.
Yeah. It'll be in the show notes.
But anyway... Mjux exists from... I'm talking bullshit. But it exists out of, like, about 7 items, which are, like, small pieces. I don't know. What do you call them?
Yeah, features, maybe?
Yeah,
just
I guess.
Short featurette.
Yeah. Most of them are, like, about... 1 minute to 2 minutes long, and they can be about anything, really.
Yeah, you did one about parkour, right?
Yeah, like free running, but like with a purpose, as they call it. Like being as efficient as you possibly can.
Yeah, just getting across the city faster than just walking and shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the first one. It's actually pretty cool to do.
Yeah.
And I did some other stuff. And also doing the website, which has taken more of my time than doing the normal items. like right. filming and shit.
Cool.
And luckily, we have some graphical dudes, and we have some international students, and one of the Turkish guys has made a cool design for the website.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I saw that one, right? The black design for WordPress.
No, you didn't. It's all secret and stuff. Yeah, it's really graphical and shit.
I like it.
So, I'm not sure what the rest of the graphical team is going to come up with, but that's pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome.
So that's the last 6 months, and the 6 months before that, I did concepting, which was basically just think of cool stuff for this guy who wants this done.
Right, and just building ideas and shit.
Yeah, but it was too bad. I didn't get as much points as I would have liked. Because basically we started out the project with 6 people and we ended up with 3 of them. So everyone else left.
I hate that.
So that didn't go very well.
Yeah.
But still, it was was pretty interesting. Pretty cool.
Yeah, we got the same problem with a couple of groups in our project right now. There's a couple getting kicked out of the group or taking off, quitting the education thing, the study.
Yeah.
And some teams are just operating with 2 or 3 people. That's pretty crappy if you have to build an actual working game in 6 months. So
yeah, that's going to be hard then.
Yeah, but they're doing pretty well, it seems. So I'm real excited to see what they came up with on this Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know, but maybe if you work with just two people who are really have the same state of mind, I think you might be interesting more and easier to actually develop a game than if you have a big team with all these conflicts and shit.
Yeah,
because
no.
To be honest, with our project, it was easier when there was only 3 of us than when there were 6.
Yeah, because if they don't really do anything, they just hold you up if you try to include them in the process. So it's sometimes it's good to kick them out. I've just been really lucky with my group now. We're all good friends and we'll work pretty well together. But even after 6 months, that you get little irritations here and there, but. Overall, it's working pretty well.
Yeah, as long as you can conquer those problems.
Yeah.
As long as it gets stalked over, whatever, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah, it's just small miscommunication. Sometimes you just sit down face to face and it's solved in one afternoon. So.
Yeah, exactly. Biggest problem is just ignoring it, because that's what we really had some problems with. We just, we were getting into this slum. It didn't go well, but no one is actually taking active steps to fix the problem.
Yeah.
To get it going again. So then nothing's going to happen. And that's probably the worst thing that can happen. And that happened a lot back then.
Yeah. We had that in our previous project. We were working hard on this design, this concept, and 4 weeks before the deadline, out of the 6 month period that we had for the project, we just threw everything away and started over. And it's terrible. We got a pretty good project out of it in the end, actually. But that sucks, having to completely rethink everything at the last minute.
Yeah, I don't know if it's beneficiary.
If you get a better product out of it, that's fine.
Exactly, because the worst thing you can do is make something you're not happy with.
Exactly,
because that sucks, and it takes away all of your energy. To be honest,
if you're not working on a project that you like, your motivation is going to go downhill real fast.
Exactly, and I've had that a couple of times, even with MJux, where I was like. I'm not really feeling it, but most of the time it's all fun. It's all cool people there, and it's fun to just go out and film some shit, edit it together, and eventually make a cool episode out of it.
Yeah, man. That's the best. I think we're really lucky that we both know, we both found in a study that we really like, something that we really enjoy doing.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm still thinking, what if I just went to Hilversum and did the same study as you do?
Yeah, well, it's not all awesome there, but I won't go into that. There's a fair amount of problems with the people that run that place, but
I have some problems with the way things go here as well. It's just like maybe not so much in the the stuff
main
that
phase.
Main phase, after the first year.
Yeah.
The first year basically is a joke, to be honest. To me, it was.
Year two.
Because basically, if you want to pass the first year, you don't have to. All you have to do is not be a complete fucking idiot.
Exactly. Yeah. We have the same problem here.
So, one thing, if I were to go to your study, I won't have to do the first year, I guess.
No, I don't think so. But, the skills you've learned there, I think you could fit in. You'd have to read up on game design and stuff, maybe, but it's not too intensive.
Good.
Yeah.
But
I hope that can work out. It would be really cool to work together, actually, on a project.
That would be sweet. I was also thinking maybe in some way I can follow my... you know the word. I know the word, but I can't think of it.
Internship.
There it is.
Yes.
To somehow do my internship at your school.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Because we have some guys who at MYUX who are doing their internship in our education, so I guess maybe that's possible.
I don't know if it would be like an actual internship then, because I don't know if you could have a job at the faculty that isn't just filing papers or keeping the network running, but maybe like a sort of exchange program, where you come over here and follow a couple of our lessons and
exactly. That's what they're doing right now. They're just part of the team, like us.
It's not
really a job, but maybe again that's why they're only at MYUX, because it's kind of like not like real broadcasting, kind of, not really, but has similarities.
So what we've been talking about so far is kind of what we want to try to do in the future with Might Be Creative. Just talk a bit about game design and specific things like keeping your motivation up through a project or communicating with different disciplines, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
How to build a game really quickly. We'll try to go into a couple of tools that you can use for that, some game design theory.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're by no means
experts yet, but we can kind of share what we've learned so far in our 2 years at these studies. So.
Yeah. And maybe not even just the studies, but just things we notice ourselves, because the studies don't define our knowledge to a degree, but still it's like
we've been working on games and game design far longer than we've been at these studies, so
exactly. Like we said before, I just want to touch this topic of laptops.
Yes.
So, as you might remember in the Dinercast episode, what was it? I think 16?
I don't know, man. I haven't listened to those in 2 years.
Right, I'm going to... Yeah, it's number 16. I've got it on my desktop. Right. I re-edited it. I just took the noise out somewhat better and changed the intro song, because for some reason... But 2 years ago, I liked the original song that was in front of that podcast.
Mm.
And I have no idea why.
Tastes change, yeah.
Because it's really, it's just ass. But back then, in the intro, we said, come on, man, we got new laptops, awesome, blah, blah, blah. Little did I know that Acer is probably one of the shittiest brands of laptops you can buy.
Yeah, what you've had to go through, it's terrible.
Within 6 months, my laptop broke. Then I had to send it in. It got sent back. It still wasn't fixed. They sent it in again. And then I got it back. And they had to send it in again.
Oh.
Then I finally got it back, like 3 months later or something.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I had a replacement laptop from the company where I bought it, which was complete shit.
That's
but still,
cool,
it's cool that I got one. It's like, it ran Firefox and then I was happy. So, whatever. I got it back. And for some reason, way in the beginning when I bought it, I didn't get extra warranty. So there was only 1 year.
Yeah, so, typical.
It was fixed again. And then I had it for about a year, I guess. Till this last... in the beginning of this... of Myux. Which was, right. I guess, February?
Yeah, something like that, I think.
Yeah, then it broke again. So, first time it was my motherboard that died. And this time I went... I completely... No, because the warranty was void. I completely took it.
Took it apart?
Took it apart. And after, like, resetting the CMOS battery, trying all kinds of shit, it still wouldn't work. But eventually, I gave it to my dad, and he took it to his work, where there are these fancy technician guys, and they took a look at it, and they said, it's probably your graphics card that's broken. Mm. Now, that laptop had a graphics card which is an MXM module, which basically is like a normal graphics card that you actually plug in instead of being integrated into the motherboard.
Yeah.
So I had an idea. I asked my good friend Mike. I was like, hey, Mike, are you crazy enough to let me lend you your laptop and take out your graphics card? And he was like, okay. So I took that one out, put it into my laptop, and lo and behold, my laptop booted again. So that was good. So I was like, sweet. That was like in March, maybe. So then I started looking on the internet, trying to find a replacement MXM module. And I got some secondhand stuff. But then when I was like, okay, I'm gonna buy it, some idiot just bought it. So I was like, shit, there goes one. And eventually I came across a website called mxm-upgrade.com. They actually sell those MXM modules.
Oh, cool.
Because laptop manufacturers are dicks. They they try to hide that as best as they can, that those normal MXM modules are not to be bought in the store.
That's dumb.
Because then if your laptop breaks... Oh, you have to buy a new one. You're dumb.
Right.
But, like the tagline of that website is, what those guys are doing sucks. We're gonna give you MXM modules.
Awesome.
So I was like, sweet. And I bought a ATI card. The 3650 for $200. And I was like, okay, it's a lot of money, but still, that's cheaper than buying an entire new laptop.
That's true.
So I finally ordered that, like, a couple of weeks ago. Then after a while, first, that I sent him an email like, well, I want this one. He says, okay, if you make the money, I'll send it, transfer the money, I'll send it. So I was okay. And I transferred the money, and it took about a week, and I still didn't get a reply. So I was like, what the hell? Where's my money?
I got your money, bitch.
So I was like, hey, dude, what's the status of my order? And he was like, sorry, dude, I got married. I was like, oh.
What?
I was like, oh, okay, well, okay, fine. It's
okay,
dude.
Sorry, dude, I used your money to buy a suit.
There is no company. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, well, okay, that's a good enough reason for you to be slacking. Right. So I was like, okay. And eventually this last, I think a week, last week on Wednesday, I finally got it. And I was like, sweet, I can finally play TF2 again.
Yeah.
Because the desktop I'm using right now is complete shit. And for some reason it can run Left 4 Dead, but it can't run TF2.
Yeah, that's so weird.
So I got it, and I put it into my laptop. And I wanted to boot it, and guess what?
Motherboard broke.
Yeah, it won't boot anymore.
That's so ridiculous.
So,
did you figure out why that happened?
No idea. It just stood still. I didn't use it for a month or two. And it just broke. Motherboard is broken.
It's so dumb.
So now I've bought a $200 graphics card for no reason.
Awesome.
That's great.
That's the most expensive doorstep ever.
Yeah. It's like, God damn it. So I took it completely apart again. And, well, to no avail. It's dead.
Hmm.
I've given
that's
up.
That's terrible.
So I can send it back to the guy. But still, I'll lose like $30. So that's...
Yeah, you can still send it back to them and they'll refund it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Still not the entire sum of money, but still,
yeah, no, I can
cool enough. Or unless someone is like, someone like at the education is like, hey man, I want that graphics card. And I'll say, okay, give me $200.
No, thank you.
So I won't lose any money. That would be nice. Because that's the same amount of money they would pay if they got it from Belgium where I bought it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of shitty. So, the plan now is to get a new laptop.
Right.
Which I think is going to be a Dell 1555. Which seems pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's got some pretty good specs in there.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff that's in there I have too. At least the processor is about the same. And
it's,
in terms of graphics and shit.
It's probably faster than this Acer that I got. On most points it's faster than that one. So that's pretty good. It's only $800. So
good
plus
deal, man.
3 years of warranty, which I really want.
Yeah, that's so nice.
So that's pretty sweet. But still, it's fucking ridiculous that it broke.
Yeah, that's just terrible service.
Yeah, that's... So, people do not buy an Acer. Because their service just sucks.
Yeah.
Because every laptop can break. It's technology. Everything can break.
Yeah.
But just be sure to get a company which has good service.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which Dell is one of them. Toshiba is also pretty good.
True, yeah. Zepto US is, apparently, but Zepto Europe isn't so much. But, they've got like three guys on a live chat on their website, and that's the only support they offer.
Awesome.
So you have to sit in the web chat for about 5-6 hours before you're at the top of the queue. You give him your problem, and then you sort something out, and then you hope they respond a little quickly. Luckily for me, it was it took a while before I actually got a hold of them. But when I sent it in, it was like a turnaround time was a week or something. So, well, it was a little more than that, maybe 2 weeks. And then they sent me a new laptop for free.
Sweet.
So I still love them.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous. If I checked the website after my laptop broke, and like the new models were all like €500 cheaper, and they were much much better than what I had. It's so ridiculous how quickly these prices drop.
I had the same. I bought that laptop, and within, I don't know, 6 months or maybe even like 3 months, they were like €500 cheaper. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It just, it goes out of date so quickly.
Yeah, but that's pretty much the case with any technology crap.
Yeah.
I bought my shitty Viewty cell phone back in December for $250, and now it's like, I know, $120.
Yeah. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Also, people, do not buy the LG Viewty. It's shit.
But yeah, man, so we're coming up on 35 minutes here. Should we move on to Team Fortress?
Yeah. As you guys might have noticed, Team Fortress 2 has a new update.
Yeah. Well, it's been a couple of updates since then.
Yeah.
And they fixed a lot of things. So, are you excited to be able to play it soon again?
I don't know. I don't really know, because I need to see it before I can believe that this is actually a good update.
Yeah, well, they fixed a lot in the latest update. I think a couple of days ago. But let's go back to the beginning of this. So, as you may know, if you play Team Fortress 2, you got 9 classes, 9 different sort of players. And Valve has been releasing updates that add extra weapons and achievements and stuff like that for each class. So what they used to do is every class got in the update a series of achievements. And if you had, like, I think the first milestone is like 5 achievements, you unlock a new weapon and then you get another 5 or 6 achievements, and then you get another weapon.
And then the next one.
Yeah.
So you replace your weapons, like your primary, secondary, tertiary, whatever.
Yeah. You've got some of advantages. Some I don't really know why you would use them. You know, like I think the medic has is secondary weapon for the healing beam thing. Is it's called the crit streak, and instead of invulnerability, you get 100% critical hits.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's nice, but you'll still get shot. It's not really useful.
Yeah, it's okay in some situations, but most people go for the normal Uber charge. But to be honest, then you have the other medic weapon. Instead of the normal needle gun, you get the Blitzschlager, I think it's called. And that one basically steals health from your enemies.
Yeah, that one is
so you heal yourself.
Yeah.
I would never use the normal needle gun. I would always use that one.
Yeah, and that one's much better.
And the Uber saw, and with if you hit someone, you charge your Uber.
Yeah, that's really good. I haven't unlocked that one yet.
You probably will get it, because what they did now with the Sniper and Spy update is, for some reason, you just randomly get weapons.
Yeah, the idea behind that was that with every update, people would only play the classes that got the update, so they would unlock the achievements faster, and you'd go on achievement servers and, you know, be lame achievement farmers and that kind of stuff. So they decided to take out that achievement-based unlock system and just, you know, give people weapons at random.
Yeah. My first reaction to that was, why not just give the weapons then?
Yeah,
because this sucks. Then you have, because I play a lot of sniper and spy, because that's, if you look at my Steam ID, that's what's like right on top.
Yeah.
So I have no means to get those weapons I want, because it's random.
It's completely random. You can even get stuff that you already have, which is even more retarded. Because, well,
and people who are in Spectate also get weapons.
Yeah, well, they fixed that now, but I understand why they did it, and they wanted to roll out trading with the next update. So if you have duplicates, then you can trade them with people for weapons you don't have. But that's not here yet, so, you know, what's the point?
Exactly. But so I do get the idea, because I think a lot of people stopped playing sniper and spy as much as they did in the previous updates, only then with the other classes. But in the last update, Valve decided that that wasn't the best idea they ever had.
Yeah, it was. But
because now you can get weapons through achievements again.
Yeah, it's pretty funny that they actually caved and went back to that system, but like, it's the best choice, because now the achievement whores can whore all their achievements and get the weapons, and people who just want to play it normally can also get the weapons, just, I guess, not as fast.
Exactly.
It's so, like the best of both worlds, because some of the achievements are really hard. So, you know, you can unlock the last weapon in the last milestone. Like with the Ubersaw, I haven't unlocked that yet because, you know, the remaining achievements for Medic are just so damn hard. But now I have a chance to just find it when I'm playing normally.
Yeah, that is pretty nice. So, yeah, I like that they decided to go back.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Or use the both of them.
Yeah, and it was so satisfying because I was playing a lot of Sniper and Spy anyway during the time the achievement-based unlocks were gone. And I have, for both classes, I had about 11 or 12 achievements already unlocked. But, you know, it didn't give me anything. So, but then with the latest update, I logged in, went into a server, and like within the first second, it was like, you've achieved Milestone 1, achieved Milestone 2, Chief Milestone 1 and Milestone 2, and I got all those unlocks that I wanted.
That's sweet.
That's pretty satisfying. Yeah, that was cool.
Though it's still kind of sucky that I still can't play it. But still.
Yeah. Well, at least you didn't have to play it during this period, which is awful.
Because I haven't played since... I didn't even play the Scout update, so... But that's how long I've not played TF2.
Yeah, Scout update is pretty good though. Mm. Yeah, it was pretty terrible for those last few weeks. Cause now instead of on being on achievement servers, people were on idle servers. You know, they got in and they just alt-upped out of the game. Waited 5 or 6 hours, came back and just got their unlocks.
Yeah. See, they're always going to find a way to do it.
Yeah, there's always some exploit. But the dumb thing was that in the like the first week of the update, things were broken even because you had to be logged into friends or it wouldn't register the time you were playing.
Oh, so that's kind of dumb.
You were like idling for 5-6 hours, you come back and no one locks. That was terrible.
Yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah. And with the new one of the new spy unlocks, it's called the Cloak and Dagger. It's another watch that you can put on, and then if you activate it and you stand still, it never drains, so you're practically invisible forever. But you know, when you start walking, it starts draining and shit. In the first week, there was an exploit where if you crouched and the cloak would run out, you wouldn't become visible again. You would just be invisible forever.
Yeah, I saw some of the update stuff, like what they fixed, and I was like, Jesus Christ, Valve.
Yeah.
Those are the first things you check before you bring out that update.
Really dumb things in there.
Yeah, I can't remember which, but some of them were...
Yeah.
I don't know. Also, I remember one. That's the Ambassador, the new pistol for the spies, could not kill buildings.
That is so dumb.
How do you not figure that out?
Yeah. And like you could do headshots from long distance and it would supposed to be critical hits, but it did less damage than the original gun.
So, that makes no sense.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb. But they fixed that now, so that's good.
Yeah, I like how they quickly fix stuff. Which I cannot really say for Left 4 Dead. Because
is it still broken?
It's better than it was, but
okay. But it's still shit.
Yeah, some things are still dumb.
Yeah, but we still have to try survival mode. We're gonna have to do that too when you get your new laptop.
Yeah, I actually can play Oh.
Oh yeah, you can play Left 4 Dead.
I don't think it will like survival that much when there are like a million zombies on my screen.
True.
But
yeah, I tried to get in a server once or twice to check it out, but I kept getting booted every time, so I don't know. I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, I've not played survival as well yet.
Yeah.
But still, mostly I play No Mercy, like the first map they ever made.
That is a good map.
Because the new maps are like, I don't know, instead of like a normal versus map, if you have two teams which are pretty good, like pretty much at the same level, it's maybe takes about an hour to do an entire versus campaign. But with the new maps, it's like 2 hours. They are extremely freaking long.
Damn.
So I'd much rather play No Mercy or whatever the other one is.
Yeah, just
Blood
a quick
Harvest.
Match.
And they are much faster. And it's nice if one of the team like dies within 5 seconds, then the game's like over in 20 minutes. But we're not talking about Left 4 Dead.
Nope. Maybe some other time.
Yeah. I have no idea what else to talk about now.
No, I think we can pretty much wrap it up now.
Yeah, short first podcast thing.
Yep,
episode.
Pretty good. Well, maybe we'll do some more in the coming week because it's time for E3.
Yeah.
In about, an hour and a half, the Microsoft conference starts. So we could watch that live stream.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Could be pretty good. They actually moved it up like 4 or 5 hours because they had some pretty important stuff to announce, so I'm pretty curious.
Yeah. I'd like to see what they came up with.
Yeah. I think we're going to see some pretty cool stuff coming out of E3 this year. I've seen little bits and bobs of Metal Gear Solid 5 and Assassin's Creed 2, which is looking pretty awesome, and the new Splinter Cell is going to be there. So.
Ooh.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's hope some cool stuff will come out.
Definitely. All right.
So
let's wrap this one up.
Yeah, and that's all for the first episode.
Yeah.
It finally got recorded.
Finally. We've been... funny story. We tried to record it... When was it? Sunday?
I guess Sunday or Saturday?
Yeah. No, I think it was Sunday, yeah. We tried to record it, but for some reason Skype on my laptop could not recognize this professional mic here. It is so weird because Audacity recognizes it, and in Windows Volume Control it spikes properly, but Skype just wouldn't accept it. So
yeah, that's
weird. I've got a really complicated setup now where I'm recording now on the professional mic in Audacity on my laptop. And at the same time, I've got my headset microphone laying right next to it. Or actually, I've mounted it on to a desk lamp. And that's plugged into my old desktop, which is running Skype, so I can talk to you.
It's really weird.
It's pretty weird. We've got pictures in the show notes. So.
Yeah. Got to figure out how to do those show notes, by the way, with the new plugin and shit.
Yeah, we'll have a look at that.
We'll figure it out.
That was always fun, doing show notes.
Yeah, they have to stay.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, it seems like it's working. It takes a while to set it up, but the setup works. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's good stuff.
So all right. Finally, the first episode is recorded.
Yes. Well, vacation is coming up in a couple of weeks, so let's hope we can do a couple more then.
Yeah.
Before it gets busy again next year.
Yeah. We'll have to figure out a standard day, maybe every week. That would be pretty sweet if we could pull that off.
If we could try that'd be pretty great.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So that's all.
That is it.
Any funny things left to say?
No, it's too warm for me to think clearly now. We've got to stop this.
Why are we inside? It's beautiful weather today.
Yeah, well... It's kind of hard for me to set all this up outside.
True.
Let's just stop it so we can actually go outside.
Ah, the sun! Jesus! let's burn to death.
Yes. See? Good. Yeah, I can't really say see you next week or anything, because I don't know when the next episode is going to come out. But
let's just say it. Let's just say
let's
next
do it.
Next
yes.
week there will be an episode again.
Positive. Yes.
And
right.
this will be out tomorrow.
I don't believe you.
I could be an idiot and edit this right this second.
Wow. That's dedication. Alright.
I hope this stuff is creative. Derp, derp.
Alright. Tim and Ralph.
Out.
Left 4 Dead 2!
Oh, Jesus!